Wednesday is Veterans Day, which means that the banks will be closed, there won't be any mail delivery, and a lot of government workers will get the day off. For most of us, that's what the day means. For too many of us, that's all that it means. This day was once the most eagerly greeted day in history. At 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month, November 11, 1918, the guns stopped firing and World War I came to an end. 9 million had died, most of them young men in uniform. The United States, which got into the war quite late, got off lightly, losing only 116,000, more from disease than in battle. Yet millions of young men in France, Germany, and Great Britain were wiped out. History had never seen a war like that before. Nobody thought they'd see one again. When the veterans came home to America, first different states, then the federal government, made this day an official national holiday. They called it Armistice Day, because the signing of an armistice ended what was then called the Great War. Back in the 1920s and 30s, a lot of people in Michigan and elsewhere thought that if we kept the memory of the horror alive, it might not happen again. Governors and senators would say that at Armistice Day ceremonies. Yet their hopes for peace were doomed. The peace treaty that ended World War I was so unfair, it led to the coming of another war that was far more terrible. When it ended, with far more dead, Congress changed the name to Veterans Day and suggested that we use it to honor all veterans of all wars. Yet today, it gets overlooked. For one thing, we have another veterans' holiday, Memorial Day, which happens on a 3-day weekend in spring when the weather is usually nice. People have picnics and cookouts then. Nobody does anything fun on a Wednesday in November, but there are a few who do the right thing and remember. There'll be a parade in downtown Grand Rapids Wednesday night, starting at 7. The University of Michigan Flint will hold a free remembrance concert that morning. And those who still care will gather for ceremonies in cemeteries and town halls in Flushing and Burton, in Clio and Schwartz Creek, and many other places all across the state. At Detroit's historic Elmwood Cemetery, they'll honor the graves of the 102nd Colored Infantry Regiment from the Civil War. Today, there's only one man still alive in the nation who was in uniform the day the guns stopped firing in World War I. Frank Buckles is a Missouri native who is 108 years old. He was told he was fighting a war to end all wars, but he lived to see wars happen again and again. Most of the college students I teach know almost nothing about World War I, not even when it was. That strikes me as not only disrespectful of the past, but highly dangerous for the future. Clichés are sometimes true. If we don't remember the past, we do indeed tend to repeat it. When I read the headlines about Afghanistan, I remember growing up in the shadow of Vietnam. And sometimes I ask myself, I wonder what Frank Buckles thinks.